Hello, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome to the wonderful weekly webcast for the superhero training. Look who's back.
Hello
from
there.
From India.
Yes. It's wonderful to be back in Hawaii. India has its own speciality, there's no doubt about it. And Hawaii has its own wonder. And just today and yesterday, the sun has come out again after some rain. So we're enjoying the beautiful weather and the climate.
And the sweet caress of spring.
Yes, we just saw a beautiful lotus flower, did we not?
It was, a lily.
A lily.
In the frog pond. And it reminded us of just the flowering of consciousness, how we're all flowering. Would you go and just tell the lovers that we are broadcasting now?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was so lovely seeing that flower, and we're all flowering, aren't we? This is what this whole experience is all about, the superhero, the flowering of consciousness, the opening of those petals, and the release of that sweet fragrance, our inner potential, our divine fragrance, our true inner nature. And so, that said, we're into the manifestation part of the presentation this week, and we've gone through the foundation, and we moved into that nutritional protocols and support strategies for detoxification and all the superfood goodies and the water and alkalization protocols, and we're giving you a load of support stuff on that coming through in the videos and the audio files and the PDFs that are coming your way and have started to come your way. And so that platform, that solid foundation that we've established now with everything that we've been sharing, what we're going to do is start talking this week about, you know, really how to ground it in to the world and move forward as the person that you want to be, you know, to live your dreams and to get into this feeling and this sort of surety and this certainty that you are actually sculpting your reality, and it's happening consciously. It's not happening haphazardly, and you're not sort of the victim of fate. You're actually co-creating your future, and you're dancing with your destiny. And there's a beautiful symbiotic relationship that is very definite, that is happening in your life. And so we're going to be talking a lot about that today.
That is right. Yes. So today we're going to talk about how to have your perfect life, essentially. How to manifest the life of your dreams. I'm sure a lot of you are very interested in this subject. How do you get out of a situation that you don't love? People maybe you don't enjoy being with, or situations, circumstances, in whatever way it is, that are not bringing you the greatest joy in your life. And how to be in alignment with who you really are and what you need to do and why you're here in the world. And so this is a huge subject, and we're not going to try and cover everything in one week, in one webcast, because it's just not possible. But what we're going to do is just introduce a few things and give you some homework for you to start actually applying this stuff, because we need to get on the case with this practically, you know. We're going to give you this sheet.
There it is.
So there's the magic paper, and you're going to get one of those. We're going to send you a PDF. So the question is, how to do the things that we need to do.
Let's just before we start into that, I just want to pick up on something, because what Mike was saying, you know, about these things that you want to change, and you know, you might not be in the perfect situation for you right now because it doesn't bring you the greatest joy. We need to underpin this with a real acceptance of and not be in any sort of denial or judgment as to where the situation that we are in right now. Everything's perfect, everything's good.
For sure.
The people that are around you, the situation that you're in, your level of health, your level of consciousness, the way you function in the world, everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And you're doing a great job, and everything, if you look around it, especially if there's friction in these situations, you'll find that these are you know, great teaching, great teachers, great teaching situations where this friction is. And so we're not saying anything's wrong. We're never saying anything's wrong. But what we are saying is that we're taking more power and consciously using that power to change things that we consciously want to change, but having respect for the fact that we're in a situation and there's a certain cycle that has to turn, there's a certain sequence of events that we have to go through, there's a certain honoring of karmic consequences of the living out of the consequences of the situations that we've caused, which we are gracefully seeking to lift ourselves out of, move out of that into higher currents of life. And this is the sort of the methods that we're sharing allow us to rise out of these repetitive whirling eddies in the great river of life, where we can just be going round and round and round and round, stuck in the same old stuff that really, you know, wears us out. So I just wanted to just share a little story from the from a beautiful book, the guy that wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Mm-hmm. Can you remember what his name was? Richard Bach. Jonathan Livingston Seagull is a lovely book for the superheroes to read. And it's a very simple, beautiful little story of a seagull that wants a little bit more than just scrappling around for scraps of fish all day. And he goes and pursues the extremes of flight. So it's really inspiring. But he wrote another book, the guy Richard Bach, and it's called Illusions, the Reluctant Messiah. And it's a great read for us all, that book. And right at the beginning of the book, there's a story. And that's the story that I'd like to tell. It's a short little story, and it tells the story of all these creatures that lived on the bottom of this great crystal river, and their whole life was clinging to rocks because the current of the river just washed over them all, and so they were clinging to the rocks, you know, and they'd have to cling to this one, and if I wanted to go and visit Brother Michael, who was clinging to the next rock, I'd have to cling all the way over to get to him, and then we'd have our clinging exchange, and I'd cling my way back to my little hole. And this is how these creatures lived their lives. And then one day, one of those creatures who'd happened to tune into the superhero broadcast from Success Ultra Now decided that he didn't want to cling to those rocks anymore. He decided that he wanted to let go of those rocks. And he shared that notion with his contemporaries. And they tried to discourage him and dissuade him and said that you will surely be dashed to bits.
You will perish.
You will perish. The river will mash you on the rocks, so carry on clinging. And so he said, our hero, he said that I'm going to trust this river and I'm going to let go of these rocks anyway. And so he did let go of those rocks. And sure enough, when he let go of those rocks, he got smashed around a bit in the current. But he refused to cling again until the river took him up into the center of its flow, and he was off, away, leaving his tribe behind. And what happened was he went around a few bends, flowing with the current of life and just absolutely loving the experience, this whole new, completely contrasting reality for him. And he went around a few bends and he looked down, and there was another tribe of these creatures all clinging to the rocks, looking up at him, flowing over the top of them, and going, look, 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 the Messiah, the Messiah, the Messiah has come. And he's shouting down to them, I'm not the Messiah, I just let go of the rocks, I'm from around the corner, let go of the rocks, I'm not the Messiah. But the current took him on, and he disappeared around another bend, and he was gone. And those creatures that he just passed over, in their clinging, were left with their stories of when the Messiah came. So, brother, I think we're going to have to pick that story to bits, do we? So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about letting go of what you're clinging to in your own good time, honoring yourself, because we're frightened little creatures if we're clinging to rocks. And we've had a really good job done on us with our conditioning and all the rest of it. And we've got eternity to sort it all out. So we can be very, very, very gentle as we're letting go. But when we're letting go, we don't want to be clinging again. And the strength of mind and the strength of heart, the tenacity, the willpower, the courage, and the fortitude and the belief and the faith that you need in order not to cling again is born out of your spiritual relationship and your inner relationship with life, pure and simple, the foundation of everything that we've been sharing all the way through. So that's the context that I'd love to present this into. Yes, that's right. So off you go, brother.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to also add that everything you're doing is exactly right. The situation that you were born into is the perfect situation for you. Where exactly where you are, sitting on whatever seat you're sitting on, whatever computer you have, whatever your internet connection is.
It's come off, mate.
All of the details, they're all exactly perfect the way they are. And this is really important to realize to start with, because otherwise there's a state of complaints about things. And we don't really want to complain about anything, because life is good, life is benevolent, life is a wonderful thing. And we're part of that divine flow of life. And that's happening right now, right now, right now. And one of the most important things that we're going to talk about today is this power of now. We can go into the detail of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and all that another time. But just to understand very clearly that right now you have the choice. And again and again and again every day we have to make that choice. What are we going to do? Where's my consciousness? Where's my focus? Where is it that my priorities are going to? And we're just chatting about this on the way here. Every day we could go, okay, we want to go to the beach, we want to have a surf, we want to get out, we want to go and do something else. And there's always that reason, no, I can't, I want to finish this thing first, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. But if we carry on like that, then we never do the things that bring us joy.
Yeah. So it's a balance, isn't it?
It's a balance.
It's a balance. There's a positive and negative slant to that. You get the crowd that always do what they want to do, you know, and never get on with anything, you know, practical that it can actually, you know, lift them up in their lives.
So
you know, I'm going to carry on. I'm going to go for a sip. I'm going to smoke another joint.
Yeah, so
I'm going to have another something else to eat.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, ring somebody up and just talk nonsense all day. And then maybe I'll get around to a bit of work later.
Yeah.
And then there's the other crowd that are just work. And we're always putting off what really, really, really nourishes and nurtures us. So we want to balance. We want to position in that dynamic tension of opposites. This is the zero point is the hero point. Remember that one, we always talk about that one. The zero point is the hero point. It's that graceful sense of beingness in there that's perfectly positioned in the dynamic tension of the opposites there.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. So we're not talking about you just sit around all day and do whatever you want. We want to be, you know, proactive and doing things that are beneficial to everyone.
Yeah, we're on a mission.
Lives, you know,
we're on
our
a mission.
Life is about giving, you know.
Yeah.
The former the group Nick was talking about, they can just be a drain, you know. If everyone's just taking and just wasting about and having never got any money, that isn't really at all what we're talking about here. We're not interested in that.
Yeah, it is a drain. It's not.
You know,
it's not self. You know, what do you call that? You know, self-aggrandizement, the ego, assuaging the ego.
Yeah.
We know that we're on that mission. But one really important point that we were tuning into on the way over is it's so important how you start the day, and how you start the day is really defined massively by how you finish the day as well.
Yeah.
So. This making the time for spiritual practice, making the time for meditation, making the time for communion with all that is more important than anything in your life. If you really want to get the energy to lift off, you have to fuel yourself with the only power that will allow you to lift off, the only power that can disconnect you from the sandbags of your own negativity and lack of self-love and lack of self-acceptance and judgments and denials and all the rest of the stuff that's stored in those invisible places within us. We have to dissolve that baggage, and that only comes through communion with the all that is, the oneness. Mm. And that's why we put it number one all the time. So in the evening, get your spiritual practice in and make it priority. Slot it in there somewhere and lock it in and commit to that and try and get that regular pattern going. And in the morning, get it in there first thing. It's your absolute foundation.
Absolutely.
Absolute foundation.
Yeah, the most important time of day is the last 5 minutes of the day before you go to sleep and the first 10 minutes in the morning. Mm. Absolutely. That, if you, those 15 minutes is, has a huge, biggest effect on your whole life. So don't underestimate this. Whatever you're thinking and feeling and experiencing before you go to sleep, that's directly going to affect your dreams, and that's going to affect what happens to you when you wake up. And then when you do wake up, whatever thoughts are spinning around your head then, that's going to be the program that the whole rest of your day is going to rely on.
Yeah.
So don't, you know, that's just 15 minutes a day. So one of the things we're talking about today is this principle of the 80-20 principle. I'm sure some of you have already heard about this. 80-20 principle. You can look on the internet and you'll find endless research and books about this, and it's extremely powerful. And this list we've got here, we're going to ask you these three questions. What are the 20% of the activities that you do that bring you the most joy? What is it that you do in your life that brings you the most joy, the most happiness, the most fulfillment, the most wonder?
Yeah, and peace.
And peace. You know, that brings you, you know, deep feelings of nourishment.
Yeah.
What are those things?
Genuine, deep peace, feelings of nourishment and bliss consciousness. If any of you experience that, which we do a tremendous amount of, and it's through this spiritual nourishment that we experience the bliss consciousness. It's not through worldly nourishment that we experience the bliss consciousness. So there's different stratas of these feelings that we're talking about here, and we want to be you to be really honest about what nourishes you and nurtures you deeply.
You've got to be honest.
And the depth that you're going to experience in nourishment is going to deepen as you access more and more and more of who you are, by allowing yourself to merge with more and more and more with who you are.
That's right.
And that's an endless, eternal experience of deep wonder, isn't it,
brother?
That's
right, yeah. Because there's a big difference between what really nourishes you and your ego getting a hit, do you know what I mean? Because it could be that you do something that pumps up your ego, and you think, okay, that's great, I'm gonna add it on the list, you know. But there's no point in putting those things on here, because that's going to weaken you.
Yeah.
That's not going to give you any real joy in it for a long period of time. So actually understanding the difference, that's something for you to work out. That's in your own flow.
We
can't tell you exactly what those things are. But you need honesty. You know, your conscience will guide you.
Yeah. And I think putting deep at the beginning of whatever it is, deep joy, deep peace, deep bliss, deep happiness. I think that's going to be there's a discernment there.
Yeah, there's enough stuff around to pump up your ego, but we're talking about what are those real things. What are the 20% of things in your work that bring you the most success with ease and grace? You know, what is it that you do that brings you easy success? Because we don't want to be struggling. That's the old paradigm. We're into something else now. So what are those things? And then lastly, what are the relationships that bring you the most real fulfillment and joy and happiness and quality and uplift you? You know, so you'll get this, but I want to talk about this 80-20 principle, 80-20. And what it is essentially is that 20% of your time is going to lead to 80% of your success, of the result. So 20% energy is going to have 80% effect, whether it's thoughts, actions, situations. And 80% of your time is only going to have 20% result on average. Now, put it in a very simple way, what it means is we're wasting most of our time. If we're not aware of this, then 80% of our life essentially is going in the bin. It's being trashed.
And reinforcing the ego body consciousness.
Yeah, so 80% of... Literally, think about that. How many months is that? You know, just how many minutes, hours are you... Is this being wasted? Because what we're after is, do you do that 20% and it has that massive impact very, very quickly. And we don't want that 80% that's hard work. And you can see this in terms of shops, for example. They'll sell 20% of their products, give them 80% of their money. And also 20% of the customers buy 80% of the stuff. And you see this again and again and again and again. So we've mentioned very clearly here, and I'll do an audio file on this to talk about the details of this 80-20, so it doesn't matter if you don't understand all the details. The essence is, what is that 20%?
Yeah, identifying that and
what is that 20%?
Yeah.
And just to know that you're basically, if you're not aware of this, then 80% of your time is leading you to very little results. You might be sitting away in front of the computer, tapping away, doing all these emails, and getting stressed about it, and getting hunched over, and feeling tired.
And running around.
Yeah, and doing all this stuff, and answering the phone, and blah, 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 and driving about. But what's the result? What's the practical result? Is it bringing you joy? Is it bringing you happiness? Is it making you go towards your mission closer and closer and clearer and clearer? What's it actually doing? Mm. You know, is it quick? Is it fast? Is it in the flow? Is it in the grace?
Mm.
And if it's not, then just blow it out. Because what we're saying, the other side of this contract, you have to sign this thing, signed by... So you're going to basically write, what are the things that bring you the most real and deep joy? And then, what are the things that are wasting your time, that you don't like, that are causing you stress? You know, what are the things that you don't want in your life? Because you can let go of those things, you know? Like these rock creatures, they didn't think they could let go, but they did.
Well, only one of them did.
Only one let go. So in our story, you're those rock creatures, yeah. And there's more than one of you.
That's
so
right. You're all the one.
Yeah.
So there's so many little cultures of those creatures all over the place, and we're a couple that came from our culture,
yeah.
And we let go of our rocks, and there's still a lot of our contemporaries in our culture that are still clinging to those rocks and living miserable lives.
Yeah.
So I'd love to bring in, can we talk about the success sandwich a little bit?
Of course we can.
Okay. So we know we love to talk about food all the time because that's part of the 80% and we like wasting our time. So you know how raw foodies just go on and on and on and on and on all the time about food, what they had to eat yesterday, what they're going to have to eat tomorrow.
What are we having to eat?
I don't know, I'm a bit picky.
Yeah, should we just blow this out and get a smoothie?
No, let's have a success sandwich.
Success sandwich.
Success sandwich, that's what we're going to have.
All right.
So... that why we call Success Ultra Now, is because there is this phenomenal degree and level of unlimited, infinite success available to us all right now, in this moment. We can have the ultimate superfood right now, in this moment. It doesn't cost us anything. We don't have to get the blender out. We don't need any powders. Nobody has to do anything except
be prepared.
It's so accessible, it's so close, it's imminent, it's closer to us than we are to ourselves. It's everything. And a lifetime of ignoring the presence and not practicing dissolving the vibrational film between you and who you truly are is a lifetime spent in misery and frustration and tension and all of the stuff that goes with that. And it's immense suffering and sorrow. And so the success sandwich is, you know, got two really thick slices of the best I nearly said bread.
It's the best bread. It's sprouted the best bread, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the what do they call the? It's the manna bread, isn't
it's
it?
The
it's the manna.
Yeah.
So it's the it's got two
packed with manna.
Packed.
Thick,
this is the
thick.
Yes,
thick.
It's thick. It's going to keep you going and going and going and going
just,
and going.
You can't, won't be able to get through that easily enough.
And what it's made of is the certainty, the nizche, the knowing that it's all there, all the power you need, and you are that. And the job is done. It's victory is guaranteed, and you are unstoppable. And what we say is success ultra now, is unstoppable. You, nothing can stop you because
it
it's already
done.
Done.
It is done.
That certainty is the manna bread that is the top and the bottom of the sandwich, the first point and the last. I am the last and the first, the Omega and the Alpha. The Alpha and the Omega. No, this is the real.
Yeah.
And what, as superheroes, we've been banging on about this, the foundation of your success is based on that rock of faith, of certainty. That's why love times faith equals grace. You get the grace, which is the magic in the mix that miraculously dissolves everything and magnetizes everything you need and lifts you up and provides all the synchronicity and the wonder. But you have to create the grace through your own personal alchemy, and that's the love times faith equation. And so what we're talking about here is the mana bread is the faith, or in Sanskrit what they call a nizche. You want to talk about, tell them what nizche is for you, bro?
Yeah, nizche means absolutely unquestionable knowingness. It's like it's not an idea, it's not having faith, hopefully something like in the religious sense. It's a bit like saying, absolutely, this glass of water exists, here it is. Do we need to prove this? Do we have to believe this? Do you believe this is here? There's no question. I'm sure you can believe that there's this glass here. So nishche is like, there's no question about it. This is real, this is done, it is here.
Mm.
And it's not a belief system, it's an absolute knowingness.
Knowingness, and it's inherent in you as an individual. The seed knows what it is. Even though it hasn't become the tree, it knows what it is. And so as you settle into this silence, into this beingness, as you settle into more inner peace, more at ease with being still, the knowingness presents itself. It just, there it is. And like Mike said, it's like you don't have to think about that this, there's a glass of water, you know. So it's faster than thought, it precedes thought. It's the foundation, it goes with the foundation of being. It's part of the living truth and the living waters and the living love that you are and the light that you are. It's the nature of life, the beingness. That that it's part, all part of the same thing, the knowingness, the solidity, the solid ground of who you truly are. So that's the thick wedges of your sandwich, and it's the first and the last point of the four steps in this little success sandwich equation, and in all honesty as well, that the essence of the bread permeates the contents of the sandwich as well that we're gonna talk about. And the more of that you have, you know, if there's one single thing that it all boils down to, it's that knowingness, that love times faith equals grace alchemical experience that you are having. Everything's an experience. This is why mentalizing about stuff, you know, especially, you know, stuff that might happen tomorrow or that, you know, that happened yesterday, and denying this is something that Mike really wants to get into about, you know, how now is the moment of power, how it's all here for us now, and moving deeper and deeper and deeper into an experience of what's available now through this, just this symbiotic relationship where you have this feeling of invincible, unshakable knowingness, this unshakable invincibility, the knowingness of nizche, the certainty, the faith, the rock of faith, This is the rock of ages that doesn't wobble around no matter what storms are going to hit you. And as you get more and more and more grounded in that foundation of your own being, then the storms are going to get bigger, because it's going to test you out to see if you just, you know, you've got an upgraded belief system, or you're, you know, you've got a better idea or a higher philosophy and all the rest of it, because all that stuff's just going to get ripped out the ground, because it's rooted in your, you know, your belief systems and belief structure. Whereas what we're after is an experience of a living, eternal living truth, ever present everywhere, eternally and infinitely. And that's really, 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 really good news.
Yeah, you don't need to do anything to get that, because it's already there. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to believe anything to get hold of it.
Yeah. And the ego is always going to want to, you know, there's always going to be this little thing, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll get on the program tomorrow, I'll do, you know, do this tomorrow, or, you know, rah, rah, rah. It's always like shoving it away. And this notion, what we need, you know, and this is the second part of the sandwich, this is the first part of the filling, is you've got to want it more than anything in your life, you know.
Yeah.
I was talking to Nathaniel last night, and Nathaniel's going to be coming on a little bit at the end of this, because we've got a few youngsters here that are absolutely living their dreams, and they're going to be sharing, you know, what's going on. And for them, I was talking to Nathaniel last night, and I'd given him Sun Pop to be doing, you know, and Sun Pop really is an incredibly a powerful gift to receive when you're 21 years old and you're interested in, you know, really living your dreams and taking off onto a, you know, really riding the high lines of your of your personal experience. And I asked him if he'd you know, if he'd been doing it consistently, and he told me that he'd you know, he kept running out of batteries, his CD Walkman kept running out of batteries, so that was his excuse for not doing it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. So
where is he?
And we had a laugh about it and everything, and I wasn't like judging him for it or anything, and I was just, you know, seeing the reflection of how easy it is for us to make an excuse,
anything,
you know,
how else.
To choose to you know, watch a movie or have dinner instead of do that 20-minute sitting practice. You know, the resistance is always there, and it always there's an illusory, this is why they often refer to it as a paper tiger, where it always presents itself as something that you can't, you know, overcome in that moment. But in actual fact, you can, because it is just a paper tiger. And the nature of the material world and everything that's associated with the ego's trip is illusory. And you're tapping into the real. And so you have the power to overcome every moment, every day, whatever it is that appears to be holding you back. If it's a negative thought or a negative feeling, or you don't know how to do something, or what should, you know, what you should mix together, what you should eat, all the anything and everything, you know, that it's there. It's like just asking the operator on the mothership in the matrix for the instant download, how to do what you've got to do right now. Do you think that you know, what they represent in a movie is anything, you know, any more than what's available to us when we're tuning into our own divine intelligence? You know, we have to, these are the ways we're functioning now. We're moving on to this higher plane of being where we trust this higher guidance, and we nurture a relationship with the inner light so that we become more enlightened, and we get the intuitions and the instinct to move down certain lines, and we follow that, we trust that over and over and over. You know, we're becoming absolutely autonomous, interdependent, but from an empowered way. We don't need all this stuff around us. If it isn't there, or if someone isn't doing this, or that's not happening, you know, then I can't access these higher levels of being. Yeah. You have everything you need, and more than you need, every millisecond of your existence, if you'll just turn and tune in and tap into it. And you've got to want it more than anything. That's a big separation with,
it's very important, because if you don't want it, then everything else is going to take over. You know, there's going to be millions of distractions. The whole of our society is based on distractions.
Yeah.
So if you don't want it, then there's going to be endless stuff. There's always stuff to do.
Yeah.
When's it going to ever end? Do you know what I mean? I used to think, oh, I'll be able to finish something at one point.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous notion, isn't it?
Yeah, just when this thing's done, just when I finish this project, it's like endless. You're going to get hammered by more and more things. Yeah. Everything's speeding up. You're not going to have any more time.
Yeah.
You know.
It's classic, isn't it? Just remember what we're in, you know, we're in this whirling vortex that's going down to a point of convergence where phenomenal energies, cosmic energies, astrological forces, cycles of time, ages, the whole human matrix, all the karma of it, and the X factors, you know, just the infinite calculations of stuff that, you know, no one can factor in, is all converging into a moment where things are just not going to be the same after that moment.
And they're changing now. You're probably feeling it. It's already happening. It's happening, happening, happening.
It's like going down that plug hole of time, and there's going to be a pop sooner or later where things are never going to be the same again. But what you're doing in this lifetime now, seemingly in mundane situations where you have to deal with the mundane material and navigate through relationship and communication and paying your bills and paying your taxes. Not that we encourage anyone to do that, of course, at Success Ultra now. We're not into unconstitutional things, encouraging that. So the challenges of the modern day and the mundane compressors in such a way that we are developing incredible skills, incredible qualities of human beingness under immense pressure. So this goes back to saying that the situation that you're in is perfect for you right now to developing those skills, and these qualities are need to be focused into this "I want it more than anything" attitude, and I'm going to do everything in my power to bring it about, what I do want and what I know has already come to pass.
Yeah, never underestimate the power that you have right now. And also, one of the things that was really coming to me was just a huge appreciation for you all. You know, massive appreciation and love, because you're on it, you know, you're on the mission. And don't underestimate that you're sitting there and you're just an individual, and what does it matter? What you're doing right now and your life and your thoughts, they're very, very significant. You know, there's a huge significance in everything you're doing. So don't underestimate yourself. Think you're just one person, what does it matter? You're extremely powerful. You're infinite consciousness. So don't underestimate yourself. Have that love for yourself, you know. Appreciate everything you're doing. If it's coming from that grace, it's got so much value. You know, and you transform mundane things into wonderful things, graceful things. You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing, there's grace, there's grace involved. Don't take it lightly. Just spend a moment with that gratitude and that appreciation for yourself.
And take it lightly while you're not taking it lightly.
Yeah. And Nick was also mentioning about your intuition. Try this from now, just for this week. It's a little bit of like extra homework for you before we talk about other things. Is whenever you get that intuition, that feeling, I should be doing this, just do it. Don't question, oh, is it this or is it this? Because that's what we always do. We seem to completely bypass it. But when you hear that little voice telling you things, that pure and clear voice, just do it, and have that as like a constant practice that you're going for. I had to say this to myself quite a few years ago. Whenever I hear that, I have to do it. Don't listen to that louder voice that comes in and denies it and justifies why it's wrong to do that. Go for it, you know, because it's always right. Like, go there, don't go there, do this. And every time I don't go along with it, there's a problem. There's a big or a small problem that I have to deal with, you know. And it's so quiet and it's so gentle that the other voice, the ego voice, comes in and just dominates it, like a big wave comes and smashes it, and then it's off. But when it's there, then you have that opportunity to take it on and say, okay, I'm going to go for this, I'm going to follow this, you know? That's a superhero, if you can pull that off, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
And do it with confidence as well. Do it with confidence. Don't do things half-heartedly, even if it's the wrong decision. Do things with confidence. Boldness. Goethe had a beautiful quote that says, boldness has genius, magic and power in it. You know, do the thing. Do what you're being called to do. Have a go. Obviously, I've had a big influence of understanding a lot of these principles coming out of the athletic arena with, you know, high class athletes and professional athletes and what have you. And, you know, even if we, like when we were playing rugby, you know, even if we made the wrong decision sometimes in terms of the way things looked, you know, in terms of like a tactic, what to do now, as long as you carried it out with conviction, there was a good chance, if you were fully committed to it, that you could make things pay off way more than if you weren't. And life's got you, no matter where you go, no matter what you do. And really get this one, no matter what you do, no matter the thoughts you think, the way you feel about yourself, the self-destructiveness that you invest in, no matter how off the rails you think you can go and how dark down the hole and into negativity or whatever it is you can go, life's still there and has got you. And there's an exit portal wherever it is, wherever you are, there's an exit portal into the wonder, the bliss, the peace, and the real, you know, everywhere. So you can't get yourself trapped unless you believe that you are. You know, this is about dropping these belief systems that it's like, you know, like it's a long slog up the mountain, you know, with the heavy logs, and it's like, you know, you really got to trump up there and dig in, and you know, you don't get anything without hard work, and you know, you've got to work every single day of your life and blah blah blah. We can compress all of that tenacity and bulldog spirit and determination and all of that into our attitude and awareness of the power of grace and the power of divine love and the power of the light. We're dealing with infinite power and eternal love. We're dealing with something so miraculous, so absolutely over it just rules everything and governs everything and offsets all the laws of nature. It wipes all the karma completely clean. It zeroes everything out instantaneously if we will allow ourselves to accept it. So our own guilt, our own shame, our own regrets, our own fears, our own hang-ups that we've been reinforcing over and over and over like a record in our head. Just because we have that record in our head, just because there's a little dark book that some dark hunched over part of us is scribbling down all the numbers in, saying you've been doing this and you've been doing that, so you know you can't, that means you can't do this. Life doesn't have anything to do with that. That's just a consequence of the ignorance of the ego's illusory binding nature. And so we're embracing the real that permeates all that, and it's a wonderful act of surrender in love, deep peace and gratitude towards this dynamic feeling relationship with this holy, holy presence, this whole presence. It's absolutely harmonic and wonderful. And so that is really what it's all about. And having the determination to commit to that, going back to this world-class athlete thing, you know, when we were talking to Nathaniel last night, it's like, hey, you want to be a good surfer, you want to be a superhero, you want to be a, you know, a real champion amongst men, you want to really live your potential, you've got to want it more than anything. The difference between a real champion who, you know, like over and over and over and over just is at the top of the game and just a standout individual, is it, the difference between them and other professional athletes and people that will never make that grade but that aspire to it, that dream about that. The main difference is that that one will practice the basics over and over and over and over and over and over. He's not into wasting time. Every yeah. moment is a there's an assessment of a situation. Is this lifting me and, you know, raising me up, or do I want to be, you know, be, I want to focus on my game. And what we're doing, you know, obviously we're not talking necessarily about, you know, most of us aren't aspiring to become world-class professional athletes, but as superheroes in sort of, like we use this analogy, parachuted behind enemy lines in this world where, you know, we increasingly feel that we fit less and less and less. I'm talking about the material world, that's the modern civilization with its industrialized machine-like mentality, competition driven, and, you know, the thing that creates all the stress that we're coming out of. As if we're still in that matrix, in one way or another, then we can be on our game with that conviction, with that commitment, while we're sitting in the office, while we're paying our taxes, while we're getting gas from the gas station, while we're listening to someone chewing us out, while we're listening to someone moaning and moaning and moaning, because you can be on your game inside in terms of what you're connecting to and how you're radiating that out, and you can be increasing that commitment and that connection to that rock through that Nisce inside of you all the time.
Every single situation you've got is there for you to progress forward. Every single thing, you know, like we come back to what we said at the beginning, nothing you've done or nothing that you're experiencing or any situations are wrong. Every single thing you've ever done, everything you're facing right now is exactly what is needed for you to come out and become who you really are. And allow that to come through. And that's a wonder, you know, because it just shows that life is completely benevolent and productive and giving, 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 giving. There's nothing wrong with any of it. And at the same time, we have a moment-to-moment decision. What are we going to do? You know, so just coming back to this, because we're nearing the end of our session here. You're basically honing in on what are those things that bring you the most joy, deep joy. What are those things? This is very good. This is going to change your life, I hope you realize. Because if you do this, then you're going to start experiencing way more joy and way more pleasure and way more peace within your being than you do right now. And not because you've done something and that's the difference, but you're just allowing these things to flow through you, and you're allowing yourself to do the things that are in alignment with who you are. You know, because like Nick was saying, the machine is there trying to make you do all these other things all day long. You know, that's got its own program. But what is your program, you know? And we're going to go more and more into this in future weeks. What exactly is your program? What is it that you need to do? But to begin this, just work out what are those things that bring you joy? Who are the people you like to spend time with? What's the situations?
Yeah. We'll send you this. This is coming your way real soon.
This will be in an email. So just... And then the other thing, which is extremely important, is what we've got here at the bottom, which says, basically, what are the 20% of the things, your work, people, relationships, responsibilities, etc., that are giving you the most stress, unhappiness, disempowerment, and lack of success? What are those things? You know, just get them down on paper, because otherwise there's unconscious agreements you've got with life and with other people that is weakening you.
Yeah.
And it's wasting your life and wasting your joy.
Yeah.
And we can remove those things, you know, like you don't have to put up with stuff. Like I've been just come back from India. The reason, one of the reasons India's in such a mess in terms of the, how it looks, it's like a very dirty, messy looking place in general, is because people tolerate it. They just say, oh, whatever. After a while, they give up trying to change things, you know. Then they just think, oh, I'll just, this, that's just the way it is. And they've settled for a different standard within themselves. And then collectively, that's rubbing off on each other, and it's a mess. And you come back to Hawaii, and people around here, they've got a completely different standard. What they consider to be good and what they consider to be the way they want to live is completely different, and therefore look at the difference we've got around us. So you don't have to tolerate these things, you know, just because you're someone's your relative doesn't mean you have to do all these things for them all the time, you know. We're not saying blow out your responsibilities, you know, be clear about that, but you don't have to spend time with people you don't want to. You don't have to go and do things you don't want to do.
That's right.
Just blow it out, don't do it, just or reduce it. So the aim of this essentially is that you're going to increase gradually every day, and you're going to have to sign this, because this is a contract with you and with life. This has nothing to do with us, this is your own thing. And so get those things down, and then you're signing it twice. You're going to avoid things, you're signing that you're going to start removing things from your life that you don't love, and you're signing dating that you are going to start doing those things that you really know bring you the joy. And little by little by little, you only need to do a little bit and it has an effect, you know. Don't try and make these massive drastic changes and move house and blow everything out and change a job, you know.
In one go.
Yeah, you might end up doing all those things, but slowly, 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 just a little bit every day.
Yeah, and it's the inner game that's the most important thing to change. Yeah. For the real power to change the outside. See, nothing we know, you know, we know this. This is the great wonder of the times, is that the information, the understanding of life, the knowledge that was available to a very, very, very tiny percentage of the general populace years ago is now available to everyone, courtesy of the internet. So we can all tune into, you know, eternal truths and universal truths. And one of the most important things that we're really waking up to is just how the external world, everything that appears to be, including our physical bodies, is just an outpicturing of an internal condition, of a psycho-spiritual condition, of the state of the soul. And this notion that Mike's talking about, where, you know, in India, which we could say is one of the most spiritual places in the world, is a good a representation of the way that there hasn't been zero tolerance in that inner realm. There's been an acceptation, you know. This is being pacifist is, where you just allow yourself to be overrun by energies, that invasive energies, which outpictured as the British Empire in their case at some time, you could say. And now here we are in this, you know, this matrix that's getting more and more and more controlled in the modern Western world by this dark government energy. But it's just an outpicturing of the dark government that we're using to control our own spiritual power and to rule despotically in there. And we've just got into this habit, and so the whole outpicturing of it, you know, it's showing up on the outside, so we get to see it in 3D, but it's just saying, hey, you need to change on the inside. So the most important things to have this zero tolerance for, and this total commitment towards, and this knowingness that you've already done it, and the commitment to doing everything in your power to bring these changes about is internally. So that might just begin with, you know, this regular spiritual practice and this focusing on the breath and this practicing of ho'oponopono in whatever situation you're in. If you're trapped in that situation right now, you might see no way out. There might be no way out for the next 10 days, 10 months, 10 years. Maybe not. You know, you might be imprisoned like many of the great spiritual illuminaries were in our times by these dark forces, and hung on the side of a dungeon wall for 30 years, or locked in the squat box underneath Alcatraz for 30 years. You know, some really heavy stuff going down. But your inner game, what you're allowing yourself to experience on the inner planes, is seeding your future, and that be sure of. And what Mike was saying about how powerful you are, as soon as you start to embrace and accept the eternal nature of your being, you become all powerful.
Yeah.
And so this is not a little thing we're talking about here. Even if you're stuck in some backwater place and you're living with mum and dad, or people that you don't really vibe with, and you haven't got any money, and you're not important, you can't do anything, Believe me, you are doing plenty.
Every single thought you're having is having an effect. Every feeling, every single thing, you know.
Yeah.
Value yourself.
Yeah. And hold that golden vision, you know. That golden vision is based on the Nisce. No matter what you're seeing outside of yourself, no matter what you're doing, you're witnessing your physicality doing, that you could really get stuck on. I've been teasing them about getting the head stuck in the chocolate ice cream bucket and being taken down to emergency to have the bucket taken off.
It's happened a few times.
When they should be on the raw food diet. My ears are still a bit sore, actually. Even if it's happened again for the fourth time, the thing is, while you're in that ice cream bucket and it's stuck on your head, I love and I accept myself completely, just the way I am. It's a wonder. It's all a wonder. The ice cream bucket's a wonder. The ice cream's a wonder. Ambulances are a wonder. Life is a wonder. Madness is a wonder. Everything's a wonder. Chickens are a wonder. There's nothing that isn't a wonder. Everything's a wonder, isn't it?
We love it.
Everything. Everything. Carlo Gibran said, could you but keep your heart in wonder at the daily miracles of your life, your pain would seem no less wondrous than your joy. It's all a wonder, and this is what living in natural magic is. It's just a wonder. Everything's a wonder. It's amazing. Yes. So, so we're going to send you some goodies this week. There's going to be the Biology of Peace stuff coming through. Just to recap, like we know we like to recap on the stuff that we've done previously. Some of the main points that are coming through with the Biology of Peace and what we were talking about last week. Acid-alkaline balance is a real factor. And we know we're pumping the alkaline water at the moment. The acid-alkaline balance is a real factor in the mix. And too much chocolate and cheese, it's going to get you a little too acidic, and just being a tiny little fraction over into the acidic pH levels is a hugely significant difference. So make sure you're on those super greens, powders, those vitamineral greens, the pure synergies, the herbal, the health force stuff, the green goodies. Get them in those smoothies, balancing. Make sure everything you're having is balanced with a bias, a little bias towards more alkalizing. And keep yourself in those really nice alkaline states. Support your spiritual practice, which is extremely alkalizing, and all those blissful thoughts, extremely alkalizing. But just support that with the nutritional protocols as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting that the acid alkaline is, you know, classically known as 80-20, isn't it?
Yeah.
80% alkaline, 20% acid-forming foods. That's and that again is back to this 80-20.
Yeah.
Just another example.
Yeah, it is. It's the microcosm in the macrocosm. We see the truth shining through every facet. And one last thing, you know, in terms of like being, you know, who you want to be and manifesting that reality that you want to live, see the vision. See the vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And that's what I wanted to say about the when you're, no matter what you're witnessing in the outside world, and no matter what you're witnessing yourself, your physical appearance in the world performing, if you think you're stuck in this again, hold the golden vision of who you want to be and the world that you want to exist in. The world is created through vision, said the wise light. Once upon a time, I do recall.
Indeed.
Yes. And so that vision with that Nisce, you know, no matter what, because we're just wrapping up this old thing, and this old thing has been fueled by a lot of discordance and a lot of people without vision, in massive amounts of confusion and egocentric insanity. And that spiral thing that we were talking about, remember Nassim Harriman, I shared that with you once about how he'd computer generated the Mayan cycle as a spiral with 2012 as the point at the bottom of the spiral, and then divided the spiral by the phi ratio, and everywhere that that number bisected the spiral, a significant historical event had occurred in human history, massively significant. At the top of the spiral, where the circle is the biggest, and at the bottom where it comes down to the point, at the top there, and on those, as it's in the sort of the top third, these events were thousands of years apart. But as you get down to the bottom now, where we are, he was saying that 2009, the year that we're in right now, these kind of energies that are impacting civilization with enough power to, you know, completely transform the landscape of humanity is coming in every month. So we're bombarded with things that were coming in, you know, through thousands of years between them before, you know, was the rise of the appearance of the Egyptian civilization overnight and the disappearance of civilizations overnight, that kind of significant events. So that's, those things now were coming in every month in 2009 with that power. And next year it's going to be every week, 2010. So you think things are intense right now. What about 2011 when they're coming in every hour? You know, these are the things, the factors that we need to take into consideration. So being aware, being tuned in, holding the golden vision, understanding that things are not going to be the way they are right now in the not too distant future, and that what I'm holding inside of me in terms of vision and presence is defining absolutely what is coming up in the future. Mm. And sorry, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to, just in terms of the vision, according to Abraham, you probably know about some of Abraham's things, 17 seconds of you holding that golden vision is the equivalent of 2,000 hours work.
Yeah, 17 seconds of holding the vision, which was one of the things that inspired the 9 breaths of Amazing Grace. Yeah. Just being able to breathe those 9 solid breaths on one single thing develops phenomenal inner strength, phenomenal capabilities as an active conscious creator.
Yeah, so isn't doing that awesome? It's amazing.
Yeah.
So like that's just absolute power there. You know, like you don't have to do all this running around. You just keep that vision, keep the power, hold it, feel it, experience it, allow it to come through.
Yeah.
And that's gonna have more effect on your life practically.
Yeah.
Then all this running around is going
to
be
way done. More. 2,000 hours compared to 17 seconds. What's the ratios there, brother?
I don't know, but we can go calculate it.
I'm surprised Brother Michael just didn't come straight out with that, because he usually does.
But anyway, we can... but this... But the evening, so just in the evening, those 5 minutes before you go to sleep, try and hold those 17 seconds again and again and again, back to back, because it gets more powerful.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you forgot everything else and you just did that, that would have such a huge impact.
Yeah. And if you haven't done the 9 breaths of Amazing Grace, we're doing a special on that real soon. So it's going to be half price, I think, coming up real soon. So we're going to be pumping that one.
Yeah.
And that's a great one for just really locking that ability in there. So the last thing that I wanted to say about the wonder factor was, as this thing is spiraling down, as this whatever model you're using in terms of the way things are changing in the world and how cycles are turning and ages are coming to an end and massively significant shifts in reality are occurring, whatever model you're using consistently across the board through the predictions of individuals that are able to see and predict the future, and this has really been documented in the realm of remote viewing. One of our good friends and sponsors, we love Gerald O'Donnell with his remote viewing stuff. He's presented information, and it's come from different sources as well. And we understand that the remote viewers basically are able to. They have access to basically infinite consciousness, or at least consciousness within the matrix of the human experience, and they can move into different arenas, different dimensions in the human experience, and for instance listen to a conversation that's going on in a bunker underneath the ground in Russia, for example, that's happening right now. We can put part of our awareness there and listen to the conversation and be in the room and see who's there, because we have access to the matrix that kind of individual does, remote viewers. Well, all of those individuals are unable to see anything beyond 2012. There's no prediction, there's no vision, there's nothing that they can see beyond 2012. And this is something that, yeah, it is fascinating. This is something that's echoed by the Hopi Indian prophecies as well, and lots of prophetic insight from the indigenous cultures as well echoes this same thing, which suggests, and this is the story that we like to spin with our Amazing Grace stories, is that it's an anything can happen future, and we are defining that future. So the way you think, the way you feel, the way you imagine, the what you know, that level of knowingness, that certainty, and the vision you hold is seeding that world beyond 2012, which doesn't have to be an extension of this. It doesn't have to be an upgrade of this materialistic society. It can be the wonderland of your choosing. So
get creating.
Yes. Yeah. And in order for you to really be able to hold that vision, you need to practice that, holding that thing, 17 seconds, 9 breaths of grace. Wonderful.
Wonders, wonders, wonders.
Yes. So I was going to bring on our little entourage of superheroes that's here right now to just wave and say how wonderful they're living their dreams and everything, but they've all disappeared. They've all bilocated.
Yep.
Let's...
Till next week.
Yeah, we'll get them on next week, yeah. So lots of love and blessings. Yeah, lots of goodies coming this way, your way this week, yeah. So much appreciation.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just your life that you're affecting, it's everyone else's around you.
Yeah. And remember, it's easy. Yeah, and I just caught this one question here: can the vision be more of a feeling than a visual?
Of course it can.
Yeah. That's something that we are big on emphasizing, and I've got that in Sun Pop, and it's easy to forget when we talk about visualization, but the way your imagination works, the way everyone's imagination works, is different because we all have a different alchemy. Everyone works in a completely different way. Some of us are a little more feeling oriented, some of us are a little more visual oriented, some of us are a little more auditory oriented. So we hear, we can hear the future, we can feel the future, we can see the future, but it's always a blend of it. The most important thing is to know, to be certain, to hold that sense of certainty for those 17 seconds or 9 breaths or whatever it is. Yum, yum, yum. Blessings, blessings, blessings. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Aloha.